Sci-fi.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a Starburns Audio produced podcast. One guest, one cynic, one believer. Subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Get 2 bonus episodes a week. Willie, what's new?
Oh, man.
Just yawning?
Yeah. Fucking everything's new and everything's the same. Is that a good way to start
the show? I hear that.
I'm like, pandemic, time has stopped. Go on.
No, it's true. I don't know. This year is going to be a weird blur for most of America. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF, our good friend, the Meme King, Tony Zarrett.
Hey, fellas. Great to be here. I just came back from the meme studio where I'm working on some new posts.
You got memes. Some hot, fresh memes coming up?
Yeah. I got a whole schedule of memes lined up for the next week. We got sort of stuff about trending topics. We got stuff about relatable sort of situations.
Do you have any relatable content?
Yeah, I think it's all relatable. I think all art is relatable because it sort of comes from a fellow human. So, but yeah, these are very relatable memes, stuff about
gaming. That's a very good point.
And stuff like that. So, yeah. Keep an eye out.
Well, thanks Tony for being Zarrett here, on man.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Say it again. I stepped on you.
No, just say it. Look out. Go follow me, Tony Zarrett, on Instagram where I post my memes.
And it's just, do you want to spell that?
TonyZarrett. And we got memes coming out daily.
Like daily, right?
pretty much hourly? Pretty much every day. They have a thing that you can just put your posts in ahead of time. So I just, every time I think of one, I just set one in the
I'm just cranking them out. You're over there at the meme factory, just cranking out mad memes.
Yeah, all day and all night.
Well, thanks so much for being here.
Great to be here. You know, it's tough sometimes to take a break from making memes. And if you sort of hear me kind of being distracted or whatever, I am probably making a meme. So
you probably came up with a new meme. Yeah. Well, I really respect your work, and that's not a problem for me.
Okay, great.
So we have a test. This is a podcast about conspiracy theories, and we have a test because a lot of our listeners are more believers, some are not. So we have a test for our guests to decide where they are on the Wade or Willie spectrum. It's called the WOW scale.
Okay.
Are you ready to take the WOW scale?
Yes.
WOW scale.
Are you a Wade or are you a Willie?
Okay, it's a 5-question test. The first question is a 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they ever visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Let's see. I think they've never visited Earth and definitely not in the last 300 years. I think there is there's a possibility that there's aliens, but I think we're never going to come in contact with them. I think it's just, they'll be too remote.
Okay. You've got someone walking around behind you. Who's that?
Oh, that's my wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, say hi to your wife for me.
Yeah, well, yeah, I will. Hey, Wade says hi.
Hi.
Okay, question number 2.
Is this a video podcast?
No, we just for Zoom. Don't worry.
Oh, about great, it. Great.
I probably shouldn't have said that.
Fine. It'd be funny for the listeners, sort of peek behind the curtain.
Okay, question number 2. Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
You're from Michigan, correct?
Yes, correct.
Were you raised religious in Michigan at all?
No.
Okay, so you don't have... please silence your phone.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. It's just someone just congratulating me on my latest meme, just saying how good it was.
That's a good one.
I've never been congratulated for that. That's cool.
Well, you know what? Keep posting. It'll happen for you, man.
Okay, question number 3. Do you believe in Bigfoot?
No.
Being from Michigan, a lot of wilderness around there, right?
Yeah.
You still don't believe in Bigfoot?
No. I mean, if anything, sort of being from a area where there's wilderness and having never seen any Bigfoots, it makes me even less likely to believe in one.
If you could, off the top of your head, I'm sorry to put you on the spot, come up with a Bigfoot meme right now, what would that look like?
I think I would say, you're telling me you believe, I think it would go something like, be like a kind of a flat earth type of thing. Like, you're telling me you don't believe in Bigfoot, but you think the earth is round? Something like that. I think I would sort of.
And then like an air horn, right?
It would be pro flat earth, kind of mocking round earthers for, believing in Bigfoot when there's something so obvious that the earth is flat they're ignoring. So I think.
I love it. It's hilarious. You should probably just meme that right now. Set it for 10 in the morning when people get to work.
They need a sort of morning meme, yeah.
Okay, question number 4. Do you believe in psychics?
No.
You ever been to a psychic?
Maybe been to like a fortune teller?
Right, you know what's funny?
Fortune teller? Is that the same thing?
I could imagine you going to a fortune teller and then kind of forgetting about it.
Yeah, that's exactly. I think I went to one somewhere. One of those, somebody out there with like tarot cards or something. But it didn't really make an impression on me.
It's weird. In LA, a lot of times you'll go to a party and there will just be someone with tarot cards like in the corner doing readings. And you're like, you don't have any license for this.
Yeah. But I mean, the government should send out licenses so only people that can actually predict the future are allowed to do tarot card readings. I think that should be my thought. I agree with you, yeah.
Question number 5, last question. Are you superstitious?
No, maybe mildly, but when I was younger, I was. And then as I get older, it seems to it's like gone away.
Like most things, as you get older, the less passionate you are about things, everything becomes numb.
I mean, I remember when I was growing up, I was very into the whole step out of crack, break your mother's back sort of thing. Like I was 100%.
You wanted to, right? You were
I was every crack I saw. I was back.
Fuck you.
I think I really did believe some of that stuff. But, now I'll step on a crack. Now that I think I have stepped on a number of cracks in my mother's back is remains.
She's fine.
Fine.
So it kind disproven.
Of made me, yeah.
The proof is in the proof.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, the last question is sort of a gotcha question. It makes you a 1 because I am superstitious. You were going to be a 0 if you would have agreed with me on superstition, but you're a Wade, you're not a Willie, but you're 1 toward Willie because he does not believe in superstitions. So, congratulations
welcome
on
welcome to
score.
The party.
Thank you. Great. What are most? Where do most people come out on this? Or is it all over the map?
It's all over the map.
It makes the podcast fun.
Willie, what are we talking about?
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, social media. Can everyone be important? Are we heading towards a dystopia or a utopia? Can we make humanity better tonight on this show? Find out tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Now, Tony, as the meme king, do you profit off of your memes?
I mean, sort of tangentially, I would say like, I have like a Patreon, but it's more for like my videos. But I feel like people watch the videos because I did the memes first. So I would say a little bit, or I've done a few a little bit.
Why don't you shout out your Patreon, man.
Sorry, yeah, patreon.com/TonyZarrett. And if you like the memes and videos and stuff, you could be a part of it at patreon.com/TonyZarrett, TonyZarrett.
I love your memes. Thank you. There's a lot of music. There's a lot of dancing in your memes.
Thank you. Yeah, because I I was kind of inspired by the great Lele Pons. Have you heard of her?
Yeah. I played her dad once.
Really?
She's a big Vine star, probably one of the biggest.
Yeah, probably the biggest of all time. You know, unfortunately, the Vine app was discontinued, but she kind of moved over to Instagram, and she does a lot of comedy skits where she there's sort of a half-hearted attempt at a sort of comedy, and then she'll sort of do dancing, that kind of inspired me.
She's like double-barreled sword.
Double threat. I would say she's sort of a single, let's say a triple threat, singing, triple dancing, threat. And acting, and she's a kind of a single threat with the dancing, but she also does do the sort of acting.
That's like, but she's that. Like, she's like hot and funny and dances.
It's yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, she's definitely hot and dances. There's no question about that.
A little backhanded compliment.
Well, no. Funny is this weird thing where like, well, if you're trying to be funny, I would say that you're funny. You know what I mean? It's like, right. I was thinking about this today specifically when I was thinking of Jenny McCarthy, right? Mm-hmm. Where for a long time she's like, "Oh, I'm the funny model," and she'd like cross her eyes, and I'm like, "Wait, that doesn't make you funny to anybody."
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's obviously it's maybe some people think she's funny.
I think that Jenny McCarthy is funny, but I don't think you could say that you're funny because you cross your eyes.
Well, but my question is, you just said she's not funny to anybody, and then you said she's funny to you.
Oh no! I was just saying that like Jenny McCarthy said, like has this persona of like I'm the funny model, and then she crosses her eyes, and I'm like, oh, that doesn't make you funny.
Yeah, but there was that one picture where she was on the toilet.
Yeah. That's funny. One of the toilet's probably the funniest seat in the bathroom.
I think that
my reaction
that's a good
when
choice.
I'm hot and I have to poop. Is that a good meme?
Yeah, it's a very good meme. Yeah, I might stop. I mean, I've been doing this for like 3 years.
Like
I couldn't come up with anything that good.
I
could
explain to me. Hang on. I've been trying to get to this for a while.
Yeah.
Explain to me TikTok. Why hasn't this girl that you're talking about, who I've never heard of, why wouldn't she go from Instagram to TikTok? I thought TikTok was the new...
I think what happened was she went to YouTube because you get paid from YouTube, whereas TikTok, it's, you don't get, you know, you just do the TikToks, you get famous. She's already famous. So now she's on like YouTube doing a show about, you know, she has like sort of, she's trying to get more serious. I think she has a YouTube show about how she has OCD or something like that.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good
so
for
she's
her.
Kind of pivoting away from comedy, I think, because it was almost a little too funny, some of the comedy stuff she did, and is now moving more into
it. It was very broad.
Right.
It was very broad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Explain, this is a follow-up question. What is TikTok?
It's basically just, it's the same as Vine, if you remember Vine, where it's just short
videos.
Yeah,
but isn't it dancing?
Dancing, I think because you have a little, it's dancing has gotten more... is very popular on there because it has built-in song. Here's why dancing is popular on there. It has built-in songs which you can play at one-third the speed while you're recording, dance along to the song, and then when you play it back at full speed, your dancing looks much faster.
I didn't fucking know that.
Yeah, that's why it's so popular with dancing, because you can... It allows you to cheat in a sense.
And I see the ads, and it's just people doing stuff that I'm not interested in any way, and I just have no reason to ever join TikTok.
I didn't know I could cheat, man. I could cheat real good. I'm a good dancer.
But you don't need to cheat. Willie, you should join TikTok because you'll be huge on there because you can dance. Wade, I agree. If you're not into dancing, I mean, there's some stuff on there where people do kind of character humor. They'll do stuff like, you know, the police chief in every movie, it'll say it and it'll go like, it'll do an imitation of like a character or something.
Would that be something like, if you don't turn in your badge right now, I'm going to bust you down to a detective.
Yeah. There's stuff like that on there. I mean, if that's, you might enjoy doing that type of humor.
That's great.
Yeah. So it looks like I would say, you'll probably be spending, it's all you'll be doing for the rest of your life. But sure, I find it a little bit hard to look at. I just think it's Some of it, I don't know. It's just different. Some of it's just like cute stuff.
Did you think that it was going to? Did you think that it was going to back get banned, Trump style?
No, I didn't really think. It seemed like empty.
So did you hear about this, Wade? I mean, I'm sure you did.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
So basically, you know, Walmart and some other company that was competing with Amazon's cloud storage came in and purchased stuff and made it not go away. And my immediate response was, oh, this was the plan. It was to make people think it was going to go away so that they had to download it. Hey, it's getting banned Sunday, so you got to download it before Sunday. Everybody downloaded it. It was like, oh, it didn't get banned because these American companies threw their weight in there.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think you could ban it. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
People have VPN. I mean, especially since it's popular with teenagers, you can get a VPN. You can't just ban an app in the U.S. This is not how it works. So that was weird.
This was a strategic plan that
that they wanted people to think it was going to get banned.
That makes me think that Trump had a part in this and he's making money off of this because he was responsible for almost quote unquote banning it.
Well, the guy's a genius, so that makes sense.
He is very smart.
Yeah,
the businessman, the art of the deal.
The guy genius has to be is you. All you have to be labeled as a genius is to rip off millions of people.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're not here to, you know, I hate to get into this stuff, but I personally think that he was probably just saying they should ban it because it was started by a Chinese company, so it's becomes like a patriotic thing. I think that was more the angle. It was just.
That's the surface story, but there's more to it. This is a conspiracy theory podcast.
Oh, sorry. There's always
another level. So,
yeah. And so here's the thing is like tonight's show. Listen, I watched the documentary, The Social Dilemma on Netflix. And I saw
the first half hour. So I pretty much,
I recommend it to everybody. And we won't get too specific to that documentary, but ultimately the idea of tonight is this. We all had a life before social media. We all got to experience what is social media. And now it's fucking, there aren't too many players. And so we're all, there's kind of a bullshit happening right now. And it's we all know it, but there aren't other options. You know, so my thing is look, we could jump on board. The Social Dilemma is worth watching because it shows you the perspective of what these companies have turned into. But I think tonight should be focused more on we've seen it come and we get to kind of choose where it goes as a society. You know, what should this be? What should social media be? It's weird that we have had a president that can tweet and can tweet things that are unconfirmed. And when the entity that he's tweeting on Twitter says, hey, this is further away from the word fact. And then he can call them out and say hey, we should get rid of this thing that's saying that I'm not right. I don't know. I know that I'm a little tipsy right now, but I'm just
Yeah, we started late and Willie has doubled his drinking intake.
Great. I love to drink. What are you drinking, Willie?
Willie, just be comfortable, man. Stop leaning into the mic because you're so hot.
Right, yeah, it distorts. Okay. When you go forward, it kind of blows out.
You're right. You're right. Sorry. I started drinking White Claws this week, finally.
I had my first one a few months ago. I'd never had.
And I feel like they're pretty strong, and it's pushing me while I'm drinking my normal rate. Social media has allowed itself. Yeah, go on.
Well, hang on, I got it. There's an actual account that just they just tweet everything that Trump says, and it's been it's been muted or suspended four times, but Trump has never been suspended, and it's I don't have a point. except for that he's just like constantly spewing misinformation on Twitter, and they're flagging this like non account for the exact same thing. I think if I had any knowledge or know-how, I would make a new social media platform that's just called Birthdays, and it just lists, you just hook up with all your friends and it just tells you when it's their birthday, and then you just wish them happy birthday. Because that's, I've been on Facebook for a few years, that's the only thing I ever used Facebook for, was to go like, oh, it's someone's birthday, happy birthday. I feel like social media needs to just go away.
I love the photos aspect, where it's like, hey, here's your friend. Here's all of the photos of you with your friend, you know, like that. Like, to me, I don't want to get, listen, when my parents got a divorce, they threw out all their photos of our family. Oh. And so Facebook to me is this weird thing where it's like, well, I can't do this on purpose, like get rid of all of my wife's photos.
That's really fucked up, man.
Sorry, man. But also, like, too bad that I put so much importance on this bullshit site that's fucking over humanity.
Well, you could download the photos and put them on a drive or something, or print them out.
But you can't download them on Facebook because they're too small. They truncate them on purpose so that when you download them, they're not the same.
Well, they're still decent quality if it's just to sort of for the memory. I don't know. Okay. Well, just something to think about if you're worried. I do agree that all my pictures are on there. Yeah, you're right. Might be good.
Well, I had an audition for a TV show this week because of Facebook. You know, I'm like, I'm sure they could have found me on Instagram, but I'm like, to me, us doing comedy in this realm, in this city, I'm just like, I need to have my persona. And like, I don't watch Facebook. I don't look at what you're doing. I don't like watch posts, but I post things and I try to maintain a presence of I'm a weirdo.
I mean, I don't really post stuff on Facebook. I post a lot. Obviously I post stuff on Instagram. But for Facebook, I use it. I do send people messages. Sometimes you don't have somebody's email, but you could send them a Facebook message. So I do that. But I think Facebook has become kind of not a great, I don't really post any like memes or anything on there. Well, actually, no, I take it back. I have a Facebook page. I forgot about this, but it's not my personal Facebook. So I do, and I post tons of memes on there. So I don't know what I was fucking talking about just now.
What's it called?
Tony Zaret content. Anyway, look at
you are the meme king. So
yeah, I have to post about it.
If anyone can, I don't want to say profit, but if anyone can utilize Facebook properly, it's the meme king.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing. I just post memes and stuff on there. I don't really post personal stuff. I have my own Facebook, but I just use it for messaging people that I know. I have, you know, like group texts. Or, you know, I have like some groups on there, like with friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Where we like just like talk about whatever, you know, I have like different stuff.
So we're all old, right?
Yeah, ancient.
We didn't grow up in a time where this was a thing for us. Like, I can't imagine being in middle school right now and like having to worry about like my online persona as much as, dude, I mean, because middle school was the worst for everyone, right? Because like you're ugly, you're going through like puberty and it sucks, and everyone's mean.
Yeah. Dude, how many middle school boy photos are like of them flexing, right? Or trying to look badass?
Yeah.
Because like even in our small town, it was important to be cool.
Yeah, in middle school, I think it's the most important to be cool. Because you have nothing.
Oh, for sure.
You have literally nothing. You can't have a job. You don't have anything. All you have is try to be cool. Do you know what I mean? You can't have, there's nothing you can have but try to be cool. Yeah. So yeah, it would sound
also,
like
it's
bad.
this weird like melting pot of like the grade schools who are coming into one middle school. At least it was in our town. And so there's all these new players and you're like, oh wait, that guy's cool, but that guy looks dumb. Yeah. But I guess he's cool.
Do you guys think this ever happened where so like I picture Street Fighter, where the bonus level where you had to beat up a car. Do you think that anybody out there like beat up a car in real life trying to emulate Street Fighter?
I mean, that sounds like good content. I feel like that's a good meme.
I know.
That would be on TikTok.
Beating up a car? I'm like, dude, I would watch that.
If there had been TikTok when you were in middle school, there would have been the Street Fighter car challenge. I guarantee you. And then everyone would be smashing cars. It'd be the Street Fighter. And then like people would be like going, kids today, we need to ban TikTok. They're doing the Street Fighter car challenge. So, yes, I think the lack of social media at that time probably prevented a lot of car damage.
Yeah, I mean, we've saved so many cars by not emulating
Street Fighter. I bet people would have done like the Mario challenge and tried to like jump in a plumbing pipe. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Or just like trying to hit some bricks to get coins out of them.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it is good we didn't have social media. I don't know what I would have done. I was thinking, plus you always think stuff sucks. I feel like when you're that age, you think stuff sucks. So I'm sure we would have been on like YouTube videos and stuff going, this sucks. You know, like it just would have been.
Oh. Why is Titanic a good movie? It sucks.
Yeah, yeah. Because you have those thoughts.
What happens? Does the ship sink? I don't need to see this movie. Yeah. Fail.
I just think, yeah, it's good that right. Because now there's no record, public record of us sort of hating stuff.
Yeah, exactly. No,
we dodged a bullet, man.
Well, we did and we didn't. Because here's the thing is like these social media like MySpace, Friendster, they all just go away. And then there's no record of any of it. And so it's almost like we'll see what happens with Facebook. It feels like it's on its last leg.
I think just no new people are going on it.
Right. It's the old person's thing. It's been around for 10 years.
I think but I mean, I don't know what else. I mean, YouTube is, I don't know if you call that social media, but that's the only thing that seems like hasn't sort of faded out.
Yeah. And that's just because they make so much money off of everyone that they don't have to go anywhere. Like they make a lot of money.
They cornered the market on being able to put video on the internet. Like they were the first site where you were like, this is very easy to put my video on the internet.
And the crazy thing that they did for a long time was they would make money off of your videos in other world markets.
Seem crazy. It seems like a business.
Sell advertising. Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, Facebook, I think, still makes a lot of money. Maybe not. Maybe young people in the U.S. aren't signing up, but I mean, I think it's huge in India and stuff, so maybe it's not going away. I don't know.
The craziest thing about – one of the craziest things about this documentary, The Social Dilemma, is looking at the numbers of – and I don't mean to get dark. We'll get off this real quick. But basically mental health care for, like, teens and tweens since social media has come out is, like, you know, it's not good.
They're just going to cyberbullying and stuff.
Yeah. Like having to maintain your popularity through social media.
Well, that's exactly what I was saying. Like you don't, it's not so much like being funny in class and like making friends. It's about like what you do online and like how many followers you get. And it's just a weird like vacuum of like, everything is on the phone now, or everything's online, and it has very little to do with like how many friends you have, you know?
Yeah.
Also, it is a way to do creative stuff too.
That's funny because the three of us are creative, but like that's not what anybody in high school is thinking. Like, you know, I'm just going to be creative today.
I don't know. I would say, I mean, I don't know. Maybe the kids that are creative are just using social media to be creative. And the kids that are obsessed with being popular are using it to be popular. I don't, maybe, but I don't know. Maybe it's just taking, I don't know.
I agree with you. I think that like everybody is using it in some way. And like, if you're like painting or something, I'm sure you're putting your paintings on there. Right.
I feel like there's tons of people drawing like pictures of their favorite Harry Potter stuff, putting it on there. You know, in the old days, you had to do it at home. Now you can sort of meet other Harry
Potter. You had to scan it in or take a picture of it.
Yeah, now you can draw a picture of a Harry Potter and then share you, it with other like-minded fans of a Harry Potter.
I mean, all my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle drawings are lost to because I could never get them online.
Yeah. What do you think about so like every zoo has an elephant that they teach to draw something, and then that elephant only draws that one thing over and over, and they sell it. Like, isn't
not
that
right.
fucking isn't that fucking God. Slave labor?
Yeah, because the money's going right to the zoo. The elephant's getting no more peanuts than it did before it started painting, and that's
how do you think that's exactly pay for those peanuts? Those peanuts are not free. Okay, the zoo has to pay for the peanuts.
I'm just like, every time I see an elephant painting, I'm like, man, you motherfuckers.
So you're saying when you put art on social media, the social media company's getting the money for your art, you ain't seeing a dime.
Yeah.
Well, so you're basically in the zoo being stared at.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even take the zoo too, you know, like for how many fucking elephants they taught to draw the dumbest fucking drawing. These donations aren't going towards anything other than their own pockets. Whatever.
Why don't we take let's take a quick break to ruminate on this elephant scandal that's currently happening nationwide in every zoo. And then we'll come back and we'll talk more memes with the meme king, Tony Zarrett.
All right.
Really Bad Movies presents Time Traveler.
Hey, mister, are you from the future?
Yeah. I got a lot of things to let you guys in on. The information that I have could save you all if you'd only listen. I've been here before.
This isn't his first time here.
I've been here before.
Motion elements. And it won't be his last.
You never listen. You never listen to me.
Motion elements.
I'm trying to save you, dumbass.
Grandpa from the future.
Whose grandpa are you?
I'm everybody's grandpa.
Grandpa from the future.
Motion elements.
This is not his first time. Grandpa from the future.
Motion elements.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Real Life Sci-Fi. We're here talking to the Meme King, Tony Zarrett, and I've given you that title. Would you say it's apt?
Yeah, I've recently written an article for Meme Insider Magazine. It's the only print magazine that covers the meme industry. It's a real magazine, and
they said real.
They're having it's the 10th anniversary of Instagram and Meme Insider. It's a real magazine. It is a little expensive.
Shut up. This is real.
Yeah, subscription is like $8 a month, but it's a print magazine called Meme Insider, and I wrote an article about, you know, what it is like being an Instagram memer, and I think it hits shelves October 7th. So,
October 7th, pick it up. What's it called?
Meme Insider Magazine.
Meme Insider.
It's a print magazine.
Very important publication.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously, if the crown fits, wear it, I guess is what I would say about being the meme king, because you're certainly not the only one to anoint me.
That's awesome, dude.
Great.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
So the social dilemma predicts civil war. What would you guys do in a civil war? Do you think that we as cowards could just sort of sit back and let the country take care of it? Or do you think that you would have to like actually take part in a civil war?
If there was a civil war, man, like I would hope that I wouldn't bear arms, but like how else can you fight? You know, like,
so you would fight? I would just sit on the sidelines.
Well, my perspective of what they're predicting is this weird thing where it's like, yeah, everything's polarized because of social media and nobody's like listening to each other. And I think that I would try to advocate like, hey, why don't you try talking first? Because nobody's listening. But, you know, everything is so polarized that everyone hates the opposite instead of, you know, our show has been.
So what would you do? What would you do in a civil war?
He said he would try to bring people together, sort of.
But like, no, yeah,
that's not a thing.
But not.
I said.
I think that I would go to the streets and maybe with a gun tell people to agree with each other.
Yeah, but they're already shooting at each other.
Point.
Yeah.
Tony, yeah, where do you stand on civil war? What would you? What
I mean, I hate to see. I hate to see it happen, but I mean, I think. Is there going to be a draft, or you just got to sort of pick a side and go?
No, I think it's like chaos happens. You find yourself in a country divided by social media, and you. I don't know. It happens, and it's all around you.
Well, time out.
If it happens while you're still in Texas, because I feel like that might be a major battleground.
Like picture in Portland, right? Portland is a major battleground for our future, basically. And you know, you have like alt-right guys shooting people. Some people say in self-defense, some people say.
But I mean, I don't think there's been that much actual violence. I think it's been overblown in the media. I think for sure.
But
especially compared to even the like riots of the 60s and 70s, there was, you know, probably 10 times as much violence. And we got through that. We got the 80s. So yeah, we may be looking at the next 80s. Yeah, which, you know, so.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine the next 80s? And
they're going to be so cool. Atari,
so cool.
2700.
Fucking fluorescent lights everywhere. Cars that can fly, but only in the movies.
Yeah.
Let's say some shit does go down, and then all of a sudden people are bringing their guns out into the streets as like the next level of like protesting whatever's going on.
Well, you know,
on.
A bunch of people in Michigan, my home state, walked to their guns to the state capitol saying, "We don't want Wendy's to be closed," and made the demands. I mean, that's what happened. They wanted like the fast food stuff to open up, and they sat there bailing out these
banks. Why can't you bail out Wendy's?
Yeah. So and that did happen. And then they just walked around, and then they got tired. A lot of these guys were sort of larger guys, and they went home. So it is happening. And so far, you know, we're okay, I guess. So,
yeah, I mean, I like to think that we will be okay. All I'm saying is, Tony, in civil war, you've got a baby on the way.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Like, I mean, I guess, I guess I go, I mean, I guess I go fight in the civil war. I mean, I don't understand how, is this chaos or is it like a more organized civil war, like the old one, where there's like the North and the South, and you're just one or
it's going to be way more complicated than that because it's not defined by borders. It's defined by how much weird shit you believed on social media. So you're going to be fighting against who knows who.
I guess I just, you're saying I have to pick the sort of side of the conspiracy theorists or the sort of side of the sort of.
I'm just sort of saying, like, let's say that you look out your window and there's like people running and there's fires and you turn on the news and it's like civil war is broken out. It's the alt rights versus the libtards. And, and you're like, fuck, holy shit, it's going down. What's your course of action? Because I don't have an answer. I would just cower.
Yeah, I guess I would probably just, it seems stupid. I guess I would hope that I'd probably hate to make it worse, or it seems like it's so disorganized. You think you could go out and sort of fight what you think are the bad guys, and then you end up getting a good guy. So I think I'd move to Canada.
Picture where we are today and picture some sort of revolution breaking out, you know, because we are so polarized that is the next fear that like we're not listening to each other. Everyone's fucking crazy. And let's say some kind of revolution starts happening. The dumbest, lamest part of everything is that our initial response is going to be to sit back and go like, is this real? And then you have to look at the outlet that you believe in for them to say
that it's real. What if that's the best case scenario, though? Like, all the level-headed people who are like, why are these people killing each other? And then, like, the extremists, they all just kill each other. And then we start over. And we go on Facebook and start a new weird
thing. Yeah, see, I think them people are mad about stuff, but I think most people just want to, you know, eat dinner, go to bed and stuff. I think the people that are really mad are the, like, people that are kind of shut-ins, and they're online getting mad. And the actual percentage of people that want to go out in the street and have a fight is, like, statistically basically zero, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, not to. I know we're trying to have fun and say it's going to be like Mad Max or something. But I guess so. I guess I'll say I'll go out there, and I'm just going to smash everyone with a pipe. And see, they'll think I'm a peaceful guy because I won't have a gun. And I'm like, hey, I'm a plumber. I'm just going to fix a guy's house. And then if I see someone I disagree with, I'll whack him with a pipe.
This
and
goes then, back to the Mario meme. You could just pretend that you're real life Mario.
Yeah.
But that's the weird thing is that, like, we all seem to believe that we're so far removed from anything actually happening that if it does happen, we may not believe it's happening.
Like there's a actual civil war. We'll think it's made up.
Well, yeah. Because like we don't even believe the opposite's news, right? Like let's say Fox News said that there was a revolution happening. People would take to the streets and bring their guns, you know? But let's say the New York Times.
Yeah, but they would all be 70 years old and we could easily just like
run them. Yeah. But I'm saying they did try that in Michigan, and just nothing happened because it wasn't enough people to really make any difference. You know, I don't know. But it is – I guess you're right. I guess I wouldn't believe it at first. Yeah, when the sort of virus stuff started, I kind of was like, is this really happening? So maybe I wouldn't believe it.
So here's the thing. This documentary tries to point out the craziest thing that's happened because of social media, and it's that I don't know if I'm saying this right, but the Myanmar, right, where like government and military like convinced people to basically take action against a religious group. They basically
like
had violence against Muslims. Yeah,
yeah.
But the fact is
that stuff was happening before.
Oh yeah. Social media, but I'm just saying like. Being able to use social media accidentally because everyone is in their own little bubble. And if your bubble actually gets pushed onto you through social media, that like it's easy for racists to think that racism is a normal thing because social media has allowed racists to only see racism.
I mean, it is bad, but I don't know if it's any worse than it was 50 years ago when you could go to school somewhere and they would teach you that racism was good. I don't know.
Yeah, but it is.
It's kind of like, I think my thing that is disappointing is that I think maybe when the internet came out, we thought people will have more access to information so they'll get out of their bubble. But in the end, it's just allowed people to stay. It hasn't really changed anyone's mind because it's allowed people to just, it didn't do that. People are not.
Yeah, people now currently they just marinate in their own beliefs. And if anything is against their beliefs, then they block them.
They just don't look at it.
Or they like unfollow. And it's like, that's the opposite of what you should be doing.
Yeah.
You should be like listening to the other people and like trying to see their side of it. Right.
And yeah, but I don't think it's going to happen. I don't know if social media has made that stuff worse, but I think there are some good aspects of social media, I guess. What about I feel like I keep in touch more with people from high school that I don't see. I feel like I like posting memes. It's a fun outlet for me. I mean, we're talking about civil war, and I know social dilemma. And you know what? I'm just going to say this. People are saying, oh, these companies are ruining Facebook. Are we blaming Facebook? What about Pepsi and all these companies, and the local restaurants that buy ads on Facebook? I mean, Facebook wouldn't exist, if if local businesses weren't buying promoted ads. So it's kind of like, maybe we should blame them for doing that instead of buying ads in reputable newspapers.
Listen, I'm with you. The weird thing is this, is that when we try to go forward with social media, there really aren't a lot of like rules and laws that apply to them, right? So like, how do we start to then maybe add legislation for these things that are like, it's like, hey, we should be responsible. But it's like, we basically are under the idea that the pursuit of happiness in America is allowed to take advantage of anybody.
Well, I guess you're saying you should, if you're trying to make a buck, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. And so social media, we act like they should be socially conscious, but they're just a company. And so like they are in the business of taking away all of your time. And and right now there's no repercussions of that legally.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, where do you draw the line? Because these companies wouldn't even be doing that if people weren't buying ads. You know, I don't know. So you should be illegal to, I don't know.
Well, no, I'm not saying anything. It's just a weird gray area where it's like, you know, the documentary that is out there that's called The Social Dilemma, it's all these people that work for these companies that are just basically coming forward and being like, it's weird that we don't have the responsibility to humanity. It's just like, hey, let's just all make our money. It's like every company that we've worked for is fine raping all of your time from you. Like that's their objective, is to take all of your time from you at any cost.
I mean, but I will say, when I was growing up, I watched TV for hours and hours. And I feel like back then people were like, everybody's watching too much TV. And then now people I think that now people just watch less. That social media has cut into the TV time. I don't know if people, do you think when you were growing up, you were like volunteering at the like local shelter or at the time you had, because you weren't on social media?
To me, the difference is social media is making money off of your time now, where back then it was like,
but TV made money off your time. Well, you made tons of money.
But you know, only through an archaic system that was like projected who was watching.
Right, the Nielsen system. But back then, everyone always complains, my show got canceled because the Nielsen system is faulty.
But now though...
Your social media can't get canceled.
But it's weird because social media is allowed to make money off of all of your decisions. If you like the trick is, all they want to do is make you keep watching. And it's so weird now that they can do whatever they want, and they can mine all of your data, and they can even, there's even software that's like paying attention to how much you're looking at the ad, you know? Just like, after everything that I've seen, I feel like the only way that we can go forward with social media being represented properly, not taking advantage of our rights, is to say, hey, we need to tax the amount of data that you're mining from us so that you don't get as much as you want. You don't just get to mine all of the data and make all the money off of everything we ever do. And that my online persona is actually, I should be able to make money off of my online persona because companies are making money off of me.
Well, I mean, Google, what do you call it? YouTube, you get ads, you know, revenue off that. You're making money. You can make money. If you have a popular Instagram account, you could sell ads on your Instagram account.
Sure. It's a
start. I guess like the small
Facebook
person
is making money off of
they're
everyone.
Making money hand over fist. You're getting
really back off the mic, dude.
You're getting, I guess that's true. The money that the users of these social media sites get is a drop in the bucket.
But here's my whole thing. One of the reasons that I stopped using social media was because they started implementing these algorithms that started showing me things that they thought that I wanted.
Ugh, I hate
when
that.
I very rarely wanted it.
I hate that on Twitter when it's like shows you like a trending tweet from someone you're not following, and it always is like some dumb thing about somebody's horny or something like that. You know what I'm talking about?
The thing with like Instagram, where it's like, oh, you subscribe to this person, so now you're going to see them like 10 times more than you see anyone else. And it's just like, no, your algorithm is wrong, man. Like this is not the way that I wanted to use this product. And that's like that's mostly why I stopped using it, because I'm just like, I met this guy at a job. I don't need to see every fucking post that he makes before the people that I actually care about, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's this weird algorithm that thinks it's giving you a bunch of stuff to keep you on. And I mean, it's just wrong. It's wrong for me. It seems to be working for other people, and that's why it's a problem, because it's just feeding them more. This is the reason why QAnon is a thing, because like somebody watches a fucking Fox News video, right, and then it goes to like Alex Jones, and then it goes to whoever's posting a fucking QAnon thing.
Right.
And it just gains steam like that. I don't want to say I'm smarter than those people. I probably am, but like, I'm smart enough to know, like, well, this is not, you know, the Red Hot Chili Peppers are not the Guns N' Roses, so I'm not into that.
To add to what you're saying, it's crazy because here are some of the conspiracy theories that have gained popularity through, I believe, only through social media, right? Flat earthers, Pizzagate, Q, coronavirus is a hoax. It's like conspiracy theories have run rampant. Vaccines, it's just like...
It has made that stuff rumor... You're right. I do. It has made like rumor mongering worse, but I don't under how do you stop the good aspects of it?
And it's weird. The crazy thing about it is, on top of what you're trying to say, me cutting you off before you get to say it, okay. Is that like these sites make money off of these wrong assumptions. It's like the hits, they'll make money off of flat earthers. So like, why question if they're wrong? Just let them go.
Yeah. You know what? I agree. It's like, I just don't know. Do you throw the baby out with the bath water? I mean,
I think so. I think you, yeah, fuck it. I mean, right. What does it give us? Other than oh, I'm staying in contact with this high school.
Right. You know what? I could have called those people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give them a call. It's actually more meaningful than staring at all of their photos.
But I do like that I can make a video or make a funny picture or something, and then I can show it to people. I guess I can have my own website. I don't need to have social media to do that.
Yeah. I mean, remember before web 2.0 when you would just like build a website or something, and then like people would go to it, and then you would be a successful website. Like, why can't it just be that again?
Dude, MySpace was perfect. The blog aspect that you could add videos and photos and GIFs and
create, I didn't like it because you would go to somebody's page and then the music would be very loud.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There was always nothing you wanted to hear. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it would always be like Queens of the Stone Age, and then there would be like some weird GIF with like stars all over it.
I just bet on every single one that ever came out. Yeah, but I mean, what about LiveJournal? Did you guys remember LiveJournal?
I never participated in it.
I got into that. That was the first one, I think. And I like that. You just write your blog for your friends, and then your friends comment going, oh, funny blog.
Yeah, right.
That's the way I used MySpace. Like, the only thing I did with MySpace was I just wrote blogs, and that's all I did. And then when people moved to Facebook, it was like, so I'm supposed to just write this as my what are you up to today thing? Like, I don't want to do that. Like,
Yeah, well, I mean, like, so like everything you guys are talking about, this is the great and the bad part of all these things, is that, like, social media and humanity, like, wants to be tribes. But the problem is social media right now is allowing tribes of hatred to, like, believe that they are
has brought bad people together, actors, giving them a place to have
community. You get to project your hatred beliefs because it's connected you to other people that have the same hatred beliefs.
I don't know, though. At this point, what are you going to do? Like, you ban Facebook and Twitter. People are going to, if anything, the extremists are going to figure out a way to continue congregating.
Right.
Regular people are going to stop using it. So I don't know. But this is above my head. We could talk about this. Is maybe, what do I know?
No, I mean, this is the problem that we get into a lot of times on this entertainment podcast.
Yeah, it's like, I thought
it's a little too heady.
Yeah, I don't have the answer to this. I'm a writer for Meme Insider. I don't know. You think I know anything about? I'm not going to solve hate crimes.
This is the old cliche thing. If you're getting something for free, you are the product, right?
Yeah, they said that in a movie.
Super cliche thing. Yeah. You need to know not to do it, and so just don't do it. And
I mean, unfortunately, most people probably don't think about that. But I think you could say with any advertising, you know, making sort of spurious claims. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I mean, 100 years ago, people were like selling snake oil, saying it would cure cancer.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, let me ask you guys this question, right? Like, let's say that there was a drug that came out and it was brand new, and it felt so good.
Weed 2. Like,
if you did
Weed 2.0.
Let's say if you did the drug twice, you were guaranteed to die, right?
Okay.
But it was so good that if you did it once, you wanted to do it again.
So, like heroin, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Is making it illegal enough to, like, stop people from doing it a second time?
Well, listen, I don't think any drugs should be illegal. I think every drug should be legal because that's something that you're doing to yourself. And that's why I think that you're
well, what if you have
the wrong
kids?
Tree here.
What if you have a family and kids and you smoke
kids,
crack,
man.
And then you die and then your kids are homeless?
Well, then it sucks for your kids.
I don't know. Listen, I can't. This is so – I thought we were going to talk about aliens.
Here's the thing. Let me throw the alien aspect in there. If aliens showed up, what happens to social media?
I think they'd be great.
No, people
would be like posting pictures of the aliens.
Here's an alien with me. But I'm like if you then have to –
It would be like my reaction when I'm an alien, and then it would be like Leonardo DiCaprio from.
Laughing like that one, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, sure. Yeah, the champagne.
You're out of audio podcast, but for those listening,
Django Unchained. The Django Unchained.
But I love the idea of like in my mind, you know, I don't think aliens are going to be the savior of humanity, but aliens, if they ever do end up being revealed, could be a savior because it'll make us realize, it'll take our microcosm and make it smaller, you know?
I think it would be fun. People would be posting the aliens on, they get a lot of likes. Imagine how many likes you would get to have the first picture of an alien on Instagram. You would probably get 10,000 likes.
Imagine how many followers the first alien would have.
I know. They would make Lele Pons look like a Twitter egg account. Okay.
They would make Lele Pons look like Wade Randolph.
I mean, they would absolutely slay on social media. And it would be, I think it would be cool. And I would.
Well, it's so funny because that is just the image surface version. But like the next wave is like, oh, is alien? Is Jesus an alien? You know, like,
yeah. Here's the thing. Like, I'm not getting weaponized by this left versus right thing. I'm not going to be weaponized against aliens when they show up. Like, I think it all comes down to being level headed and being speculative about what you're seeing online. Right. And like, I think the intelligent people, not to group myself in the intelligent people group, even though I am incredibly smart, will just see through that and go like, well, am I to call back the snake oil salesman thing? Like, in 100 years, are people going to call it the Facebook ad salesman? You know, like, is that going to be the pejorative for snake oil salesman? Like, it's a problem, but it's a problem for stupid people.
I mean, but then yeah. I guess we have to suffer the consequences if they're out in the street shooting at each other. Then you can't go.
We do that every day. I mean, the world is dying and we're all doomed, and it's all because of the stupid people.
Yeah.
Well,
so my thing is, let it rip.
Let's
kill
the
world. Let's just do our memes. Let's be
meme kings.
Let's
have fun on social media. Yes, I'm saying, listen, I guess it is bad, but I do like posting memes, so I'm not going to stop. I'm sorry, but I like doing it.
Don't apologize for what you love.
Okay.
Well, like, when people talk shit to me about my opinion, I'm like, hey, man, this is where I post my butt photos. Like, yeah. Like, I'm not here to debate anything real. Like, I post butt photos here because I think it's funny. Please don't take me too serious on fucking Facebook. Look at my butt photos and laugh.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Is this a real thing? You have a butt photo page?
Like nude butt or in pants?
I you know, like, for how many short photos I have and long legs and showing my butt. Like, I do show my butt.
Well, you mean like in your pants?
No. Like,
out of your pants.
I have some out of my pants butt photos on Facebook. I think that's hilarious.
And they let you keep it up?
Some of them, yeah, like I have a couple, I have like a Willy Bad Movies poster where I'm like peeing in the poppies and you see like my butt. And it was weird because when I first posted it, I was like, oh, I have so many coworkers that are friends with me that like half of my coworkers saw my butt. Mm. But like, I don't care because that's what Facebook is. You want to Facebook friend me? Like, here's my butt.
That's interesting. I've never thought of Facebook as a place to see your friends' butts. But
yeah, because to me, like, Facebook is more for more chaste type of stuff, and then there's other sort of adult sites for looking at butts. But that's great that you're putting your butt on there.
I mean, it's called Facebook.
Yeah, it's true. Not
Assbook. Assbook.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Let's. Tony, go on.
No, cool. I said cool. Willie posts his butt. That's cool.
The internet is good because you can talk over each other with text and with video. Let's wrap this up. Willie, do you have any final thoughts on social media and how it's poisoning the world and how we're all going to die?
I feel like we need to individually own our data, our online persona of ourselves. Everyone's making money. There's millions, billions, trillionaires out there. Businesses are, listen, the social media apps are all billionaires, right? Why not own our persona online? You want to collect my data? You want to see what I'm looking at? You have to pay me individually, not the site that I signed up for. I think that the only way that social media sites can be responsible is if we hold them accountable and we say we own ourselves. Otherwise, they're just going to continue to rape our data mining. They're going to own what we look at. They're going to own
what
we sign
up for. That's very easy. Just stop using it.
Well, but like, most people won't stop using it. And so, but we should own our own persona of what we represent online.
So you're saying Facebook should pay you?
Yes. We are what they make money off of. Give us pennies on the dollar and go ahead and take all my information.
Yeah, great. I don't think seems problem is what all so many people are willing to use it for free. They'd probably just tell you, sorry. Do you know what I mean?
Companies aren't going to take it upon themselves to do the right thing. And when it comes to legislation, everything's polarized, but I'm like, hey, going into the future, like social media is never going to go away. And so we need to say, we need to take a step back and say, there are legal ramifications of everything that you're making money off of me online. Give me pennies on the dollar.
No, you're totally wrong. The way to get rid of it, the way to cancel Family Guy is to stop watching Family Guy. Like, if you don't want your data to be sold, then don't participate in the website.
Yeah, I just don't see the idea of regular people getting paid. Like I said, like I stuff like YouTube, where the like and some of these sites where the famous people kind of said, we're not going to upload on here once we get paid, and it did. That now they do get sort of pennies on the dollar.
Now, listen,
I don't know about regular people.
I know that I'm done with my final thoughts, but there are so many apps.
You're also very close to the mic again.
There's so many apps out there that.
I'll agree with you on.
There's
got to be 100.
There's so many apps that require you to have Facebook
to log in.
You can't even.
Yeah, just don't do it. Just don't do it. Why do you need that app? Just don't do it.
It's Farmville.
When someone says connect to Facebook, I just don't do it. Yeah, I got to collect my carrots or I won't get the coins that make me buy more carrots.
It's fun though. Why don't we make a new app? I don't know.
Sorry. I'm telling you, I already got it. It's the birthday app. It tells you your
friends. I have that
birthday.
Actually. It's called Calendar. I'm not even.
You gotta
kidding.
Type it in. You gotta type
no, no,
it
no,
in.
Look.
It's too much work.
Look, birthday. I don't know if you can't see because at home, but look, you can literally. You just click. I clicked it off because there's too many birthdays, but you literally can just click birthdays.
Yeah, but that's connected to Facebook. How else does it know that it's their birthday?
Yeah, good point. Matt, you're
the
right.
The birthday
I don't know how
app coming soon. It's just a bunch of friends. You hook up. It tells you when it's your birthday, and you wish them a happy birthday, and that's it. Nothing
that's great.
More.
There's nothing else. There's no selling.
No, there's nothing.
I think we should bring back that app. Remember when apps first came out, where it looked like a cigarette lighter?
Yeah.
Remember that? How cool that was.
I remember the beer. You could drink a beer.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Let's bring stuff like that back and stop having TikTok and Facebook and stuff.
All right. Tony Zaret, the meme king.
Thanks so much for having me.
You can follow him on Instagram at Tony Zaret. He's got a Patreon, patreon.com/Tony Zaret. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks everyone for listening.
You.
If you want to hear more, we're going to continue the conversation on our Patreon. It's patreon.com/realLifeSciFi. And sorry, I fucked that up. Remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. This is apropos. Facebook is predatory.